Blog Talk Radio.
Your body, girl, and that's your mind. Well, love to see your body parts twist and turning. Bend
door but start yearning. Me a the teacher, so much learning. You a the body gal, so much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me a the gal on the block, say every night. Me a the gal on the track, say till the light. I'm on in, say you on the learning. The gal look like she been through a storm in. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me beg you rid of. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, wah. Say no love. I feel you kitty kitty gal. No make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. No make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. Them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. No make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. Them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. Them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. Them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal. No make them kitty. Me know a life rough. Me make you hold on. Me know the rent due. And I the next man. Me know the kids need food. The next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their heart. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, they feel the writing. The dollar bill, the gal say she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal say she will hollow. Them put the dollar bill, gal can buy tomorrow. Me know the road's a long and well narrow. Me know a life say hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me daughter like a sparrow. I feel you. Kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, I tell blues. Send me and feel me cool. That's how we do it in the city. I'm the last one, international. You call me boss one, say round the world we igniting, round the world still we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the bad. In at the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me bad man. Say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in LA. Oh leave, I don't play, you mess around. Me and me peace only, you mess around. You hit the ground, Bombay. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, them won't be kitty. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them kitty.
Me love it, Pappy. Love LD, sure. Shout out to he and all his cohorts and family. Communicating with his son, with Kim Porter, Quincy, last night. So be on the lookout. Quincy wants us all to remember to be sure to check out the new film, the Mario Van Peebles film that he will be starring in, that is starring in, We the Party. Premieres on April the 6th. And if you all have not seen the trailer and the advertisements for that film, you definitely need to check it out, really. Man, I had seen the first trailers back in the fall, and I was just like, wow, this is going to be like a fun film. Snoop Dogg and just an amazing cast. And anybody who knows me knows that I am a big, big, big fan and supporter of Mario Van Peebles and his father, Mevin Van Peebles, anyway. And then to come out with this family fun, teen-driven movie is just amazing. But today is a special, special day, a special morning. It is the one-year celebration of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Yay! Thank you so much. It lasts longer than both of my marriages. 1 year. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, a sad story when I thought my second marriage was kind of like scandal. Even though I knew it was over, but still like, okay, maybe we were working it out. And it was like 1 year later, and I called my second husband and told him happy anniversary. And he was like, what are you talking about? So that somebody that's supposed to have been so in love with me, and I mean, my God. He's like, what? Oh, I forgot. You know, so, you know, I just wanted to share that. You know, I like to get this as part of getting to know me. But it's a big, special day. Fastly approaching 49,000 views. And last year on March 29th, I was like, I didn't know. I was excited and eager to premiere the show, but I just didn't know what to expect, because I really would be excited if I only had 4,900 views right now. But 49,000, thank you so much for your support, because I know a time where I know I don't like to waste my time. You know, so a time that you all, the time that you share with me, either on air with me, guest co-hosting with me, like my friends Rich Roughneck and Big Mike have done before, and those of you that have been special guests, and those of you that listen and call in, I really, 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 really appreciate you. And it's just going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet, honestly, because just the interviews and the topics that are in store for the very, very near future are just going to knock your socks off. But happy anniversary, happy birthday to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. Shout out to my online friends and my real life friends also. Shout out to those of you that do advertise on blogtalkradio.com and advertise doing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports broadcast. And those of you who are looking forward to advertising doing the show, especially when I upgrade the show to a two-hour format. And remember, tomorrow I have a webinar scheduled, and I am praying by the grace of God for it to go very well, because it's a first-time thing. I'm not nervous about it, but you know, it's all in preparation. So I'm pretty much going to share with you all the history of blogtalkradio.com and the concept and the success of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, pretty much. And also, I'll schedule another webinar also to tell you more about Mark, because we have so many good things that's happening with Mark. And Thursday will be our national webcast where our executives really bring it on us with new information. My Mark mentor, if she's not on her way to Vegas, it will be in Vegas on Thursday, because that's where they will be presenting the webcast, which is a webinar, a webcast to us, to the Mark community. But a shout out to everyone. And I hope you all are taking advantage of the new promo that we have. If you've been $40 plus. You know you get free shipping anyway, but we are giving away two hand creams. And so when you visit My eBoutique or meetmore.com, My eBoutique is mymorkstore.com, Bethany Williams, can the coupon code SPRING12 so you can get your freebies. But like yesterday, I mentioned Whipped It Up was my product of today. And today, my product is Mark Get Misty. I love it, love it, love it. Love it, love it, body mist. So it is the lemon sugar. And I love it, love it, love it. I mean, I won't say more. But it's a birthday today. Ah! Hello to you in the chat room. I have friends in the chat room. Call in and celebrate. Be a part of the celebration. I'm going to have a recast event later on today. Thanks to Lewis House. He just having fun with him a couple weeks ago doing his FreeCast party regarding his, he had like a 5-hour party, promoting the release of his book, The Ultimate Webinar Marketing Guide. I have like FreeCast fever. And I was very hesitant because you all know I am on my journey of chubby to fit journey. So I'm like hesitant getting on webcam and so on. But I did a FreeCast thing the other day, and it was fun. I was just trying to get the gist of things and getting the hang of it pretty much. And as soon as it concluded, the news broke regarding Peyton Manning signing with the Denver Broncos. So congratulations to Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. Regarding his 5-year contract, $96 million deal. Wow. And so I turned around and I broadcast talking about the breaking story regarding on Spreecast, Spreecast.com. So I'll be Spreecasting. It's called Culture Shock Entertainment Update. And so if you have time later on today, around 11 Central Standard Time, spend all the time with me, and let's talk about anything and everything. Everything that we talk about on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, from beauty, fashion, entertainment, sports, etc. I talked to Big Mike yesterday, and he will be calling soon before the end of the week. He was on a road trip. He told me he would call this morning and wanted to call, but I know from his road trip he would be poop. And I guess, I don't know about, Rich Ruffin hadn't called yet. I didn't communicate with him yesterday. So he knows birthday celebration is going on. So I don't know, he might call on Friday, he might not. I never know his schedule. And then he had audacity to tell me one day when I rescheduled the show from 5:30 to 7:30, I tried to call. It wasn't even on Sports Friday. I tried to call and didn't know when you were scheduling the show. You kept rescheduling. Well, it was, I remember the exact day, and it was due to technical difficulties. But how many times have he said he was going to call and hadn't and didn't? But the time is usually 5:30 a.m., Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, Saturday, with special event schedules. And when I upgrade to the 2-hour trial basis, let's probably stick to that early format, but we can schedule primetime shows also. And a lot of listeners and guests prefer afternoon and evenings also, because when I first started broadcasting the show, I broadcast on Mondays, either in the morning or the evening, and on Thursday nights. But if you remember Thursday nights, I will fall asleep, and sometimes I will be late. I will fall asleep, and I will miss the show myself. I'm an early bird. You know, I can stay up all night, but I'm definitely an early bird, and I love morning shows and morning gigs, period. But I'm just so grateful and thankful for the listening audience and for the support of blogtalkradio.com itself, the management and staff also. Matter of fact, we have our weekly meeting this afternoon. So, wow, that'll be after my Spreecast event. So so I'm looking forward to that. And I guess I want to say happy birthday to those that are celebrating their birthdays. You all know I love checking out the Dallas News. And congratulations to Mitt Romney for winning Illinois. He has won Hawaii, the birth state of Obama, and now he has won Illinois, the state, the home state of First Lady, and also the state that Obama considers home, also his second home. And, you know, but that's not what that's all about. But it's, you know, he won. Rick Santorum, you know, he, you know, it would have been good, too, if he had won, you know, because he wanted to reach the goal of achieving 11 states like Ronald Reagan. And anybody who compares themselves to Ronald Reagan, you know, they have my heart. And I heard someone say right before I aired on the news that, oh, if Mitt Romney and Obama are pretty much alike. Well, you know, they really care about the economy. And they both, one thing about Obama, remember, one of his big presidential role models is Republican President Abraham Lincoln, the Republican Party was responsible for freeing the slaves. And also, President Obama has the highest respect and admiration to the late Ronald Reagan also. So, you know, sometimes, you know, some of us, you know, it's important to know something. That's why I love the network and love to have civil dialogue with others, you know. And so don't be getting so serious, because it's already serious enough with what we're experiencing and going through with our economy. So I think people should, you know, this is our livelihood, but don't get so dangerous acting and stalking. I know what I'm talking about because I'm a person that has been targeted by political stalkers. And I have to be careful with the things I say and what I do and places I go. Sad. That's sad, to be honest. I'm just telling y'all like it is, you know. So I thank those that have not been trespassing and throwing stuff around in the yard like they had a couple years ago. But that's bad. That's a form of harassment and stalking. Stuff like that can lead to bad stuff. You know, like what Representative Gabrielle Giffords experienced and the loss of life that happened in that event. I mean, we have to be really careful in this stuff in the bud, honestly. So I didn't mean to talk about something like that, but this stuff is serious. And we should be able to have fun and enjoy the campaigns and enjoy supporting our respective candidates. And if you are like I like to promote all of their ideas, from our sitting president, whom I love and admire, to all four candidates. I voted for Mitt Romney, and it looks like that's who I'll be voting for if he is the GOP candidate also. And I'm just looking forward to whoever is chosen to be the GOP candidate, who will be the VP chosen one, you know. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, will he choose the person that's endorsing him, like Donald Trump, or who will Rick Santorum choose if he's the chosen one? Newt Gingrich already said that if he would receive the nomination, he would choose. You all know how much I love Rick Perry. So this is just fun, and so on. So I'm talking to my chat room friend and my Blog Talk Radio cohort. Hi you, and so on. So excuse me if I'm hesitating. Oh, and also the song. You all probably want to know what song I played before. ABS. That was one of my favorite reggae groups based in LA. Those of you that are on the West Coast and in California already know about them. And it's Dread Days. They were given the key to the city not too long ago. And they're like one of my favorite reggae bands, like one of my favorite bands like right now. And that was their song Kitty. And that's a jam, isn't it? And, of course, open with intro, theme song, Morris Mill. And my friend in the chat room is talking about, as long as this government does torture, whoa, 100% against the government, against actions that are evil, it must not be tolerated. It doesn't matter which political party is in power, evil is evil. You know, and to be honest, more people than not have the same mindset. And my views are, you know, and some people wonder, well, why are you a Republican? But because, you know, just from a little girl, less government, more entrepreneurship, you know. It's government supposed to be structured properly, and it should be well balanced, but that's why I'm independent thinking. You know, we're supposed to have laws and obey laws, but we should not allow government just overpower us and live in a dictatorship life. And some of my listeners, I have listeners worldwide, some of my listeners live in a dictatorship. I only know what I have studied about dictatorship and seen on the news and talked with my friends who are natives of countries that have been ruled by dictatorship or are ruled by dictatorship. But I've really not ever gone in detailed conversations with my friends, but from those areas, because, you know, if you choose to come to America and leave America, then you should be able to exercise your freedoms and so on. So my Facebook friend and my fellow blogtalkradio.com cohort said that, you know, even though he has that mindset about government is evil, I mean, he definitely won't break any laws and harm people. And, you know, I think a lot of people think that way, you know. More people than some might would say, they're just glad that a lot of people do have the courage and to speak up for what's right and to be vocal. But it's one thing we do have is the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Okay, we're going to stop live streaming in about 5 seconds, but we're going to continue on 15 more minutes. And just having a party in here. I was asleep earlier, and I jumped up real fast, so my head feels kind of funny. When I wake up, do you not like to, like, lay down a little bit before, like, immediately jumping up? I have that feeling. Some of you all know what I'm talking about, because I'm not one to be bothered with headaches and migraines. I need to see my dentist, and if anything bothers me regarding my head, it's because of I needing to have dental surgery and visit my dentist, Dr. Grinaldi. And speaking of Dr. Grinaldi, I must shout out he and his staff. They are opening their new office on Preston Road today in Dallas. They're relocating from the Arapahoe location to Preston Road. And the new location is at 18111 Preston Road, Suite 100 in Dallas, zip code 75252. And today is March 21st, right? So congrats to Dr. Grinaldi and the other doctors, other dentists that are in partnership with he and the staff, the friendly staff. I need to see you all, like, soon ASAP. But congratulations on the new move, and I can't wait to see the new state-of-the-art facility. The postcard that they sent me, they said, we're excited to offer an extended list of services using state-of-the-art technology and in one beautiful, modern, and convenient location. And they know that you'll be excited about our new home, as we are, and look forward to sharing it with you and your family. And it'd be first to book my appointment in a new space. I wish to book my appointment real, real soon. But they're on Facebook, so check out Preston One Dental. So my friends in the Dallas Metroplex area, those of you that visit Dallas, and he's like one of the top dentists in Texas. So if you live elsewhere and you need a dentist and a good dentist, then it's nothing to it to really get to a good doctor or dentist or whomever for any reason. You know, I have a cousin with a medical issue. I'm not going in detail, but she's going to travel to Florida. She might be in Florida right now to visit this doctor, this specialist. So sometimes we have to leave our respective areas and go to other areas to seek. And I'm not saying it's not good dentists here, because it definitely are. I have good dentists. Friends here, right here, but Dr. Grenadi, I love his work, and I'm just looking forward to getting a new smile and just feeling better also. You all check it out and like their Facebook page at Preston One Dental, and you can visit their website also at grinallday.com. But birthdays today, happy birthday to actor Gary Oldman and Timothy Dalton, Eddie Money, you all know Eddie Money, Roger Hodgson of Supertramp, actress Sabrina LaBeouf of The Cosby Show, 54, that's the oldest sister, right? I love The Cosby Show. One of my friends asked a question on Facebook, what was your favorite television family? And my favorite television families, I believe, couple was The Cosbys and Leave It to Beaver. I love me some Leave It to Beaver. And Rosie O'Donnell is turning 50 today, and Adrian Peterson is 27 today, and actor Matthew Broderick, oh, my God, I'm a longtime fan of Matthew Broderick and his wife, Jessica. I love both of them. You know, I'm glad that they're really working out really good. And things that happened on history on this day, more than 3,000 civil rights demonstrators led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. began a march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Plus, 1685 composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born in Eschenbach, Germany. And 1790, Thomas Jefferson took office as America's first Secretary of State. And also, Austin Brown, you know, he releases music like every Monday. And so the song this week that he released is a beautiful, beautiful song called Time for Flight. And that was his first song written with the Backpack Kids. His best friend, Tommy Parker. What's Scott? What am I thinking about? Yeah, his first song written with his best friend, Tommy Parker, who I love to network with. And, Scott is his other friend. And Scott Druzenak. Also, you know, and they're the Backpack Kids. And so he befriended Tommy before before Uncle Michael passed away, and he had met him at a Rodney Jergens barbecue. And so that was the first song written and produced by the Backpack Kids along with Austin Brown, Time for Flight. So I have it tweeted and posted on my online pages, so you all be sure to check it out. It's really good. It's not me just saying that, because you all are probably saying, well, you like everything, just like I like everything Prince put out. But I love everything that Janet and Michael and the Jacksons put out, too. They're just good artists and good musicians. And also I want to shout out Linda and Brandy Buck, who stopped by yesterday, my friends whom are Jehovah Witnesses. They stopped by to invite me to two events that will be held at Kingdom Hall of Jehovah Witnesses. When Jehovah's Witnesses gather to commemorate Jesus' death on Thursday, April 5th, the special event, this is local, will be held on Thursday, April 5th at 9 p.m. at Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses at 264 Fernwood Drive here in Jackson at 39206. And then the weekend following the commemoration of Jesus' death, Jehovah's Witnesses will also present an intriguing Bible-based discourse entitled, Is It Later Than You Think? This talk would be one of the highlights of a worldwide effort to reach out to those who love Jesus. And they dropped by to invite me and let me know about those events. And I thank you so much, because how often do, you know, people just, you know, it's good to be invited. And so I told them I'd try my best. You know, I'm seeking to get new transportation. And so the J-Train bus line does not run on the time period that they invited me. But, and I don't like bothering people, even though when I have transportation, I don't mind if I have the time to transport people around. But now gas is so different now. So gas is very important, and we're going to talk about more of the economy, especially in regards to the cost of living and especially in regards to the cost of gas and what vehicles are gas guzzlers and which ones are not, which ones are best to purchase if pre-owned or new off the lot. You know, that's important for us to talk about. And also, remember, you all are trying to get your tune-ups also for spring and summer. But, again, the first date is Thursday, April the 5th, and then the second date is for Sunday, April the 8th, 2012, at 12:30 p.m., Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses, same address, 264 Fernwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39206. So that is like my community service update sharing with you all. So shout out to Miss Linda and Brandy Buck, mother and daughter. Fun to talk with. Just amazing the way the Lord and God works in all of our lives. Lewis Howes asked the question. He had some very good questions to his friends, and he asked the question, what were we most grateful for most recently? And I have so much to be grateful for, but mostly God's blessings. Because, you know, I have reasons to complain, but really, but I guess none of us should have reasons to complain. But just God's blessings, and just grateful to be alive and to be awakened and to have an opportunity to do things I've never done before. And also, I must admit, I do have an opportunity at a second chance regarding especially professional and educational endeavors. I'm not, in no way in earth am I looking for any second chances regarding any real romance. I mean, any romance in my life would definitely be new, because all old romances are in the past. I love being platonic friends with some friends that we, you know, share, you know, love and romance with, but other than getting re-involved with anybody, no. And then some of, and you know, I won't talk anymore on that, but I'm just saying, when he asked that question, I, you know, that's a good question. And I'm like, I'm grateful for so much, but I'm mostly God's blessings. Without God's blessings and my love for God, I would have nothing. And by loving God, I feel so fulfilled. And not that I have not always had love for God, because I have always loved God since I was born. And then I was born again at age 14, the day my brother died, Memorial Day, as my brother's body laid in this house that I'm broadcasting from right now. I really, Reverend Norwood and his wife at the time, they had a ministry, and they lived only a house or two away, and they prayed over me and prayed for me, and that's when I definitely became a born-again Christian, because without that, anybody who knew my brother and knew our relationship, they, you know, wow, you know, wow, only the strength of the Lord to help that. When my mother was in Dallas at the time with my sister, who was battling cancer, and people thought that she was, you know, didn't have long to live. But my sister lived on like 5-6 more years and lived a very fulfilled life, a wonderful, a fun life. I love spending so much time with my niece and my sister in the 80s. And my sister, that was in 83. My sister passed away in 88. She really wanted to see Michael Jackson concert, the Bad concert, and we saw Michael Jackson like in that April or May. My sister died in January, and but you know, God's love is just so special, and we all have our own different type of relationships with God, and we can't judge books by the cover. Also, in whatever faith that you have, because those that I love my relationships with friends of different faiths. I enjoy going to the mosque in Plano, and still have a pretty good relationship with the mosque. They keep me updated with information on community efforts and so on, and educational info. Ever since I was a little girl, I had special relationships with those of Nation of Islam states. And it's just important that we all, you know, just understand the importance of loving God, Allah, Jehovah, just our connection, our spiritual connections, and to keep one another in each other's prayers and strengthen each other and to pray for world peace. I didn't mean to start preaching or whatever, but I just wanted to share that. Because Lewis House had asked that very, very important question. He had some other good questions, but that was one good question. Because you can go down the list. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this person. But, you know, and if you're a person that believes in God, and not saying, you know, I have atheist friends. So, and they live full, fulfilled lives also. So, you know, but you know, I guess they... faithful for the existence, you know, but that's just me, my experience, my ups and downs, my life of successes and failures, my life of my own perception, my self-perception, my life of how I'm perceived by others. There's some people I never been success to. I'm a complete loser. I'm just a failure, just downright whatever. We all have those kind of people in our lives. Then there are the people that keep you uplifted and keep you supported and show so much love and support. You know, and those are the people that it's important to be around. You know, because there's some people, they're not going to see good in nobody or anybody. But it does hurt. It does hurt. Because sometimes it comes from the same people that you have the same blood with. And then there are some people that, you know, that treat you like family. So I just thank you all for being here and being supportive and looking forward to future shows and future broadcasts. And it's time to end the show. And so tomorrow we're going to talk about understanding welfare. And Friday, Sports Friday. Okay, understanding America's welfare system. Okay, so thank you so much. And join me later on for the Spreecast. And I hope you can join me for the webinar also this